Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Sarah. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. I'm happy to have you here today, and I'm trying to sort out once again the music seems to get so high. I don't know what we can do about that. I change it every time. This is 18% for Detlef. So hopefully it's louder to me than it is for you. Also today, I'm hearing a bit of a rasp in the telephone. I'm not sure if it's from Blog Talk Radio or me. I hope it's from Blog Talk Radio because I heard it in her communication to me as opposed to mine going back. We'll find out. And if so, we'll work on the telephone connection next time. Come together when we do on Tuesdays and Thursday morning. Love. To celebrate love and invite each and every person on earth to recognize their unique value. I'd like to use the final seconds of Detlef's music this morning to pull out and send into the universe a common chant. I'd like us all to say, I am. Today, recognizing your unique value, are enough. I am enough. Say it a few times. I am enough. I am enough. I am. Start your day affirming your value. I would suggest not very often. You know, in the world of radios, when you stop for a second, it feels like a minute. And yet, as I ask that question, how often do you start your day affirming you? That second felt like a million years that I allowed for contemplation. For some reason, we have created a cycle in our society, and it starts in churches. It starts in mosques. It starts, my friend, in synagogues. It starts in temples. That somehow you are not enough, that you have to satisfy some artificial standard created by man. Even if it's a standard that someone can point to through their interpretation in a holy book, let me assure you, the holy book was written by a man or woman. I have read Uniquely Created so many times. I always like it because you can read it in a half an hour, just read it through, or you can read it for the rest of your life, a passage a day, over and over and over again, which is what we're doing. We're doing a meditation series, and we may go to my next book, and we may not. Every passage talks about loving yourself. And as surely as I dialed this phone number this morning, I know that this book was written in a divine conversation, connection with God, with love. As surely as I know my name, I know that the message of one of the most beautiful messengers, Jesus, was love. Love others as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself, or as you would have yourself done unto. Mohammed gave the same message. Pardon me. Buddha, the same message. Hinduism is full of the same message. That message is also taught from the mosques, from the temples, from the tabernacles, from the synagogues, from the churches. But somehow it gets masked in artificial man-made standards. Remember, my friends, I am enough. Start your day with those words and repeat them. You are feeling like you are less than when you haven't satisfied some standard you've put in your mind. That's okay. Start over. On Sunday, Bob talked about Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements. What a lovely place to always go back to when you're confused and upset. Certainly, you need to be impeccable with your word, but you always, always need to know that you should do your best and that your best is a flexible standard. It's not some perfect standard that you can meet every day because it's always the same. Forgive yourself your imperfections. Now, with regard to Uniquely, I want to tell you once again, for those of you who would like to buy it, this is not about selling books, but if you want a copy that has a nice little spiral binder and stuff, I can't do that. Then you need to go to lulu.com. The listing's over on the side under Mara's Books. If you want just to have a copy, and believe me, the artwork is exquisite, send me an email. Send me an email. I believe my email should be attainable by going to my website, which is Mara Light at Zanga. Alternatively, it's mkwlawfirm@aol.com. Send me an email. I'll send you a copy of the book for free. I am not here to sell books. I am here to deliver a message. You are worthwhile. God wants you to know that, and he wants you to know it so much, he's giving it to you for free. You don't have to go to church on Sunday. You don't have to buy a book. You don't have to do anything to earn God's love and be enough. You are already. Don't have to listen to this program. Turn it off. The program is not the condition. The program is the affirmation for you of your value. For those who'd like to read along as we go through this process, please know that I did blog last night, Uniquely Day 16. It has the passage. It has the artwork. Thank you, Janice Pennington of Selma, California. What a wonderful, wonderful contribution you have made to the book. Huge contribution. Last night I had to fly around. I was missing, can you believe it, 2 pictures. So I had to go and take them off of one of those little old-fashioned hard disks and put them on a CD because when I bought my computer, I didn't think I needed a hard disk anymore. That tells you how old this book is. That tells you how old the message is and why didn't it get out earlier? Why weren't you getting it for free? Well, you were if you happened to read one of my websites. But for the most part, the reason you weren't getting it for free was because I didn't recognize God was my employer. I didn't have total, complete faith that God would take care of me. I didn't believe in manifestation. I didn't believe in abundance. My friends, I'm sitting here today a true, true believer. I have always believed in God, but I'm not sure that I have believed in the wonder and the magnificence that God can bring individually into our lives. Believe. Think for yourself. Let us start to get ourselves ready this morning to meditate, imbued with the idea, I am enough. Say that in your mind, I am enough. Now, as I take you through the process of getting ready, please know I do not expect you to hold your breath while I am telling you about lining up your chakras. It is really a mental process that I'm doing for those who haven't listened before or those who check in with us later. Let us reach our hands out. Reach your left hand out first. Feel the energy of those to the west of us, those in the Pacific Islands, those in Japan, those in China. Feel the energy of those people joining with us on our meditation. Feel their power and know that we are creating a band of love around the world, because you have to love first yourself before you can truly love another. You cannot recognize the vulnerability of the other until you agree that vulnerability is okay. That we are all one together in this. Reaching to the west, let's move across China. Let's move up and across the Soviet republics. Let's move across Eastern Europe. Let's move across Western Europe, across Iceland. Come on, we're going to start coming around to the east. Put your other hand out. Feel it. Feel the energy of love coming back towards you from Nova Scotia, across Canada, from New York City. Yes, New York City can calm down. It can relax in the chaos of that moment and that city and feel at peace. Feel that energy coursing through your body as we come back around the world. And I'm in Sacramento, California, and that is our situs right now. So let's hold on to that unity, that sense of connection one to the other. Let us breathe together, doing long, long, long breaths, please. Pulling the energy through your feet. That's a visual imagery, but it creates a long breath. I make young people giggle when I say that. I should just try it. Just try it, my friends. Just act as though your nose is really in the soles of your feet and are resting on terra firma. Now just pull the energy, just breathe it up through your body and ignite your chakras and the powers that your chakras have as gifts to you. Today, let's do it as a gift to ourselves. Let's go through the base chakra, feel the energy, allow your fears to be recognized, because we're going to pull those puppies up and release them back. We're going to give those to the universe. That's where you hold your fear, in your base chakra, in that reddish-orange zone. Let's move up to the sacral chakra. I always call that the sex chakra, because sex for me is creation. And that's what that chakra is all about, creativity. Ignite for yourself today the creativity that is in you, the dynamic contributions that you have come here to deliver to the planet Earth. Don't discount even one small thing about you, because one person can make a difference. We had two men born in similar times in the Middle East, and the world is shaking from their philosophies. I wish the world were shaking from the love both spoke about. But it is definitely shaking as they vie against each other to be superior. Equals enough for me. Equals enough. Pull that energy now. You're going to go into the solar plexus, the stomach zone. That is the zone of healing. Let's heal ourselves today, folks. Pull that yellow energy through your body and heal yourself. You are worthwhile and you have the power. The universe will work with you in concert to bring you help. Let's pull the energy up and now come to your heart. This is pretty much the place where you could say goodbye, fears. Because for a change, open that green energy of your heart and love yourself. Thrust back your shoulders and let the universe pour love into you as you pour it out. It's a reciprocating event. Reciprocating event. Pull the energy up through your throat chakra. The blue, blue of your throat chakra should be vibrating like a star in the sky as you think loving thoughts about those that are near you. Think about those you love and remember to love those that you find unlovable. Continue up through the chakras, lining them up, and you're going to come to the brow chakra. My friend, this is your zone of abundance. This is your site of manifestation. Allow that deep, deep violet color, allow it to pulsate and believe in yourself. Imagine those things that you want in your life. And know that they will come to you if you believe you are worthy. Knock and the door will open. Seek and ye shall find. And now we're coming to the crown chakra at the top of your head. It's an iridescent color. Many people color it as lilac. It's like kind of like that little stuff you put in Easter baskets, that's the iridescent, bright, multicolored kind, the sparkly image. That's your crown chakra. Open the crown chakra up and invite the universe to connect with you. Invite the universe to empower you in your self-love. Invite the universe to stroke your shoulders and remind you you are of value. Invite the universe to help you construct the day in a positive way. Something can be an aggravation, or it can be a lesson helping you to reach to your highest self. The choice is yours, my friend. And then let's blow all of the negativity that you may have brought up in your body. Let's blow it all out and send it back into the earth with your exhalation. Say om, say amen, say something, because those words are magnificent in reminding you that you are in a connective mode with love. For those who are new listening today, I call God love as often as I remember to, because there is no better universal word than love. Love bless you now. What would love do now? Wow. Love's will be done. So now we're going to do our breaths together. I have a bit of a cold for the last couple of days. Hopefully I will be able to sustain the alms at the end. I'm hoping that you join with me and that you do this out loud, because there's a power in doing it out loud. It's a statement of, hello, Lord, I am here, and I value this time together. But if you can't, that's okay. Let's just do some breathing. 3 deep breaths, and we will move to the passage. Right now, I feel alive, like I feel only. That's why I use 3 deep breaths as a vehicle to connect all day long. I love feeling the intensity of the union with the universe, with love. I love it. And I'm so appreciative to share that connection with you now. I feel the energy of our band around the world vibrating as we jointly took breaths and exhaled and invited the universe, invited love into our action, into ourselves, and valued ourselves, knowing we are okay. We are enough. My friends, you are enough. And what are we here to talk about? We're here to talk about love, starting with you. The passage today says, propel yourself and live. You share a common purpose with all mankind. Live fully the life the Divine One gave you. You cannot do that if you allow yourself to be protected and do not take the risks associated with living your life. The serenity created by allowing another to protect you is a false peace. You must face and conquer the challenges that life presents you in order to grow and find true peace of being with the Divine One. It's so interesting when this particular piece was written, because I had, prior to apparently almost at the same time, although I think Neil Donald Walsh's books were written before Uniquely. Uniquely was written in 1997, and I think his books were written in the early 90s, although they didn't get out to the public until around 97 or 98. I hadn't read his books. And then subsequently, when I wrote Uniquely anyway, I did later, and subsequently he did these little Conversation with God cards, and periodically you'll hear me talk about them. Now that's an investment you might want to make. I think I love them. I love them. I have two decks so that I don't forget to at least do it once a day. I talk to God all day long with my cards. I had a friend who had them at her desk. It just kind of makes you feel and remind you. Not just feel, it reminds you you're connected. Anyway, one of those cards said, propel your beloved to be all they can be. And wow, and I looked, when I got that card, I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to propel too. There are times when you're not sure whether you've heard the right word when you're connecting with God and trying to act like a messenger. But I thought, there's lots of common words I've come to know with many of the masters, but propel yourself and live. Wow. Propel is such a strong word. We use propellers on airplanes to make them move through the sky, or at least we used to. Now we use jet engines. But I'm old enough, I remember propellers. Propel your beloveds to be all they can be, to release them. That's kind of like the imagery in the prophet of Kahil Gibran saying, you know, you shoot your kids like an arrow into the sky, and they get to control. Just shooting them out there, they're not yours. Propel yourself. That's the power zone right there, you. And live. So as we're doing this meditation today, I want to remind you that living may be a little bit more than sitting in front of the computer, sitting in the chair watching TV, and I'm talking to myself too, working. Oh my gosh, am I a worker? Living is feeling the sun on your face. Living is walking. Living is sharing joy and love with others. You can't share joy and love when you're in your home. Well, you can with your family members, but if you're in the empty nest, then you can't. You can't share it with strangers. You can't uplift the world. And my friends, that's what we're about, is interacting one another in love. So get out of your chair. Open up the door, go outside, and feel the warmth of the sun on your face. And remember, I am enough. We're going to hear Detlef Schwerter again. I love this man. The one that I'm going to play is Rainy Days. Rainy. I think I'm going to reduce the volume a little because they all seem to be so loud. So we're going to go with Detlef Schwerter. My friends, I send you love. May you feel the arms of love embracing you. May you feel her holding your hand. May you feel his hand on your shoulder during the difficult times. And may you know you are evil. Peace be with you, my friends. Namaste. Detlef Schwerter, Rainy Days.
Remember, my friends, you are enough.